We are set to make history alongside the UK as we allow for the youngest bone marrow stem cell donors. From now on, we've been given the green light. The South African Bone Marrow Registry has been given the green light to allow 16 and 17-year-olds to sign up as registered donors. Previously, potential donors had to be 18 years and older. We are joined by Dr. Charlotte Ingram, who's the medical director for the South African Bone Marrow Registry, on the line. Doctor, good morning to you and welcome to our program.
Morning, Bongani, and thank you for having me on the show.
Tell us why this could be a game changer, particularly as you lower the age of potential bone marrow donors.
I think that why it would be is that we know that we've only got 74,000 donors on the registry at the moment. Most of them are older donors. We lose older donors because they develop medical conditions such as hypertension, cardiac disease, etc., as they get older. And we want to reach out to the younger generation. And in that way, we can increase awareness and also educate people around what a bone marrow stem cell transplant really is about and what being a donor is about. We also know that this generation are much more socially responsible and globally minded. We're looking at the We and Z generations, and they are more concerned about tackling social issues. And what better way to tackle a social issue by contributing to saving someone's life by being a donor for them when they need a bone marrow transplant?
And of course, lives can be lost if there's a delay in finding a donor match, which is why you're trying to get the word out there, isn't it?
Yes, and very much so. We also know that patients do much better with the younger the donor. So it has a double effect, if you like. So if we can increase awareness, we also have a very large proportion of Caucasian white donors, and we need to change that to be better representative of the country as a whole in our demographic, because there's a very rich ethnic diversity in this country, and you are more likely to find your match within your own ethnic group. The probability would just be higher. So the more diverse we can make the registry, the younger, because the younger donors do better, more so to grow our registry as well, because then we can help more people.
So you're looking for younger people, you're looking for a more ethnically diverse pool as far as donors are concerned. Tell me, how does the process work? What is involved?
So the process now is very easy. Previously, you would have to give a blood sample to have your tissue typing done. Now this can be done with just a cheek swab. You can go onto our website, which is www.sabmr for South African Bone Marrow Registry.co.za, and click on the Become a Donor tab. And you can go online and you'll ask some questions. And once the general health questions have been done and you've passed that part, you'll be sent a health questionnaire. And we will arrange with you to send you a kit where you can either do the swab or you can go to a depot nearby. We've got some depots that we're using and partnering with the blood services in the country, and you can go and do your swab there. But we'll be in touch with you as soon as you register online. Or you can call us on our landline. Would you like me to give that? Can I?
Go ahead.
It is 021-447-8638, or you can email us also on donors@sabmr.co.za.
I mean, previously you could join if you were 18 years or older. 16 to 17 years old, will that make an enormous difference?
Well, it won't make any. You're going to join in exactly the same way as it has always been, so there's no difference in the way you join. If you become a donor, we would obviously be in contact with your parents as well, because if you are a match, you need to donate the stem cells, and that involves a process. So we would like the parents to be involved in that and to be aware of what their child has decided to do. So. And I think that's very important.
Yeah.
For parents to be involved as well.
Obviously,
so
yeah.
We'll definitely do that.
Obviously, Doctor.
And
yeah.
So the younger generation, we don't have that many. Only about 6.8% of our donors are between 18 to 25 years old at the moment. But this whole process and this initiative, we hope to grow it even more, and by including the 16 to 17 year olds. This was done with the blood services. This is nothing new, really, because remember, for many years now, blood donation and stem cells fall in with blood products. The donors were aged 16 and 17 for quite some time now, and they've seen that pool grow. And as you know, one of the reasons we haven't got enough blood in the country at the moment has been because of these schools that have not been available and these youngsters not being available to donate blood and the difficulty we've had with COVID.
Sure. Just for anyone who maybe hasn't got an emotional connection to the importance of this drive, maybe pull at our heartstrings a little and just underscore for us why it is important to do this, to be a part of this.
Okay, so what I would say is that you've only got a 30% chance if you need a bone marrow transplant. And in those are the cases of leukemias, other blood diseases, immune-related problems, etc. If you don't have a related donor, which is 30% of the chance, the other 70% of people will have to rely on a donor that the registry finds for them. And with our only 74,000 donors, we will look, but we might not find you a match because the match may only be 1 in 100,000. And this bone marrow transplant may be the difference between life and death for these patients. We will then look internationally. We have 36 million donors worldwide that we can link into and see if we can find your match there. And sometimes we do. But it is very, very expensive. And especially during the COVID period, we had to cryopreserve the cells, which means freeze them. And it costs a lot of money, a lot more money.
All right. Dr. Charlotte Ingram,
become a local donor.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Charlotte Ingram there. Please, she says, she's the medical director for the South African Bone Marrow Registry. That number, 021-447-8638. You can also write to them, donors at sabmr.co.za.